Yes. Hello. Let's talk about it now. We're lying in bed. Say hello.
Oh. Hello.
And we're talking about the fact that I am... I am mental. As Sarah would put it.
Yeah.
I've done a little bit of self-diagnosis.
Have you been on my phone?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
It's a bit of self-diagnosis. Been on the NHS website. No, I haven't really. I haven't.
Your leg's going to fall off.
But it looks like I am a misophonia sufferer. Misophonia. What is that? It quite literally translates to the hatred of sound. but let me try and describe. So when I was about, I don't know, 10 or 11. Well, let's put the date time stamp there, first of all. 10 or 11. But even before that, I remember people who ate by smacking their lips like that. And I remember a good friend of mine, I'm not going to say his name, even though he's never going to ever listen to this. And no one that I know from my childhood is ever going to listen to this, but that shall remain private. A good friend of mine invited me to his house, and that day we had pizza. It was the first ever time ever that I'd had pizza from the pizza dude, from Pizza Pizza, funnily enough, in Hexham. Anyway, so we sat at the dinner table and we're eating this pizza, and he's eating. And I'd always been taught to eat with my mouth closed. Don't fill your mouth, chew slowly. And he's a, oh, and I think, first of all, I was amazed, but why the hell does anybody want to eat like that anyway? Because it's just disgusting. But one of his parents did as well. And this parent was a doctor.
Sorry.
What?
Just reading this on cereal. If you don't know that there's a lot of sugar in Frosties, you clearly are mental.
Okay. Okay, thanks for that, Sarah. I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm telling a story. People are listening to my story. So, right, shh. So, I was amazed by the fact that he, you know, his parent, this doctor, was eating like this as well. I was flipping amazed. Anyway, it made me a little bit angry. And I don't know whether now, and I don't know whether then, that it made me angry because he came from a very good background and he was eating like a flipping Neanderthal. Or it was the sound of it made me angry. I never knew. Anyway, let's flash forward. So how old was I then? 7 or 8. Let's flash forward to about 10 or 11 years old. And I was sat at the dinner table. And the sound of my dad eating was, from about this age, drove me absolutely insane. Like, the rage. I just can't describe just the sound of his eating. And I think what compounded this at the time, well, and to this day, was the fact that a number of years before this, he went to the dentist to have a tooth removed, and the dentist snapped the tooth off, and my dad was in so much pain that he never went back. What?
This is you.
I'm currently helping my son look for his chocolate he lost the night he ate last.
So
I'm going to smash you up, Sarah. And so he was so scared of the dentist that he never went back. And so he would eat, to this day, he only eats on one side of his mouth. And how old is Dad now? 67? Yeah, you know, 67 years old, and he, I mean, this is not to speak ill of my dad, of course, but he's starting to act like someone 10 years older than that, you know. But never mind. Anyway, the fact of the matter is this. It was generally Christmas, and whenever I was home, what am I talking about? This is from a young age. Yeah, so from a young age, his eating would drive me insane. And there were other little things. There were other little things back then that I've just realised, you know, within the last couple of weeks, really, that also made me angry. It sounds, you know, when he broke into, when my dad broke into laughter. This is all about my dad. When my dad broke into laughter, he'd do that that snorting thing. You know, have you ever heard him do it, Sarah? Yeah. Oh my God! And my mother would protest as well. Oh, Bob, man, she would say, and I'd be like, Dad, why are you making these noises? Eh?
Winds you up, man.
No, well, he does wind me up. Because he thinks it's funny, but there were other things like, you know, as my dad is very overweight, and he suffers from really bad sleep apnea, but also his breathing normally is affected, and when he's breathing, he's like. So he goes into a trance. You may be reading something or watching a television, and he goes into this trance-like state where I'm painting a really bad picture. The point is not my dad. The point is the sound. The sound makes me... Oh, God, I'm like... It makes my toes curl. I tense up. I can't take my eyes off it, but then I can't look at it at the same time. You know, whether it's someone's mouth chewing... oh God, it drives me insane. Now this was only ever with my dad, and actually, another good friend of mine from the age of about 12 years old. His eating, I remember one time I don't know what we were doing, but we had Mars bars, and his mother gave each of us a Mars bar. I think. I can't remember, but he was chewing, and it was the sound of his chewing in his mouth, like really kind of lots of saliva and this chocolate and the sound of that and the sound coming out of his nose at the same time. Oh my God. I was like, for the love of Jesus, stop chewing like that. I hated it so much, and I still do to this day. And, Anyway, for years, my dad would say, you can't stand eating at the sound of eating at the dinner table, can you? And I'd be like, nope. And, you know, it came to this kind of ritual that I would finish my food as fast as I could and get away from the table. And nobody at the dinner table, you know, my mother or father, they never protested against that, me leaving a dinner table. They knew straight away I would go quiet because I'd be angry at the sound of eating. This is why I worked a way to combat it, to drown out the sound by switching the telly on or music or something. Eh?
You should watch the telly and eat.
You should watch the telly and eat?
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, it's not watching the telly, it's the sound I'm bothered about. It drowns out. Like, your mum eating drives me freaking mad.
Everybody drives you mad.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. These are the worst offenders for triggering me. And tell everybody what I've been saying tonight. What's the thing I've been asking you tonight or telling you tonight?
I don't know.
Have you got a...
cold.
A cold. Because why?
Because you can't deal with anybody.
I can't deal with the sound of people being blocked up, or their raspy voices, or their Qatar-filled speech.
Maybe she's going to be a hermit by herself.
Sorry, tell everybody.
Maybe she...
See, things like that. Clear your throat before you speak.
Oh, sharp.
See, this is the rage starts building up in me. and the Hulk sometimes comes out. Sometimes, very rarely, because I leave the room. Mm-hmm. Or I'll put my headphones on. Whatever. But there you go. You see, I have to declare this. I have to declare this. Because if you're ever in my company and I suddenly go very quiet and I'm not really communicating, it's because eating is the main thing, but it could be anything. I like that.
My advice is don't eat anywhere near you.
Yeah. People's breathing sometimes.
Everyone just has to be dead.
I was recently working with, when I went away, recently working with a guy who... The guy could not stay still. He couldn't sit still. He'd be tapping his fingers or his feet or he'd be clicking. He couldn't stay still. And he knew this. He says he's got absolutely no patience. I told him he was autistic. he had some kind of mental problem because he couldn't stay still. And that drove me. I couldn't be anywhere near the guy. I couldn't be anywhere near that man. Because he just used to wind me up. And so these are the things. So things like, persistent noise, like, I don't know. With some misophonia sufferers, like the ticking of a clock winds them up. I don't think that, that doesn't wind me up. Things like fingers down a blackboard, that doesn't get me. I'm not bothered about that. Particularly loud noises, I'm not bothered about that. It's just certain sounds. Certain sounds, really, it just... Oh, my life. And I think it's really bad. I used to... When I was younger, I used to, watch things on the television about people who suffer from weird things. And I'd be like, what are you lot talking about? Why are you not normal? And now I am... I am now one of them, that's right. I am not normal. Misophonia. The thing is, if I went to the doctor, they'd just laugh at me. You don't go to the doctor because I'm not dead or dying. I'm not suffering. I say I'm a misophonia sufferer. It doesn't debilitate me in any way. It just these certain sounds. It's like that. Straight away, whenever I hear something like that sets me off, it doesn't have to kind of ramp up. It's there. The emotional reaction is instant. It's absolutely instant. And it's I hate it so much. I hate it so much. Especially when people... Here's another one. When people are, sniffing. That's another one. It's not just... it could be the sound of sniffing. I was on a course one time, and there was this guy who would sniff for no reason. As if he had a runny nose, and he was sniffing. But he didn't have a runny nose. He just sniffed. And he sniffed, every 30 seconds. Oh, God almighty. How I got through that course, I do not know. Every day... For 6 freaking weeks. Every day. There are certain English dialects. There are certain English dialects that I can't stand hearing.
I know one of them.
Yeah, Sarah knows. I'm not going to divulge that information. I just cannot stand it. I'm like that. It makes me angry to listen to. I don't just dislike it. I have a hatred for it. And it could be the nicest person in the world speaking, but when I hear this, the way they speak from a certain part of England, God, it makes me. It's so strange. It's so strange, just for that atom bomb to deploy in my mind whenever it's triggered. What was that? Are you trying to wind me up? I'm not punching you. I put my fist on your back and you're on about me punching you. God, you're soft as clots. Now I'm going to punch you.
Let me just go and get some food and I'll chew that noise.
Yeah, I'll just tickle you to death. So there you go. I'm sorry.
Over it. I think we should do a happy boo next, because these are depressing.
I know, I've done a lot of depressing boos in the past couple of days.
I don't do worries, mate, I keep telling you.
Misophonia.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out. Out.